This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All right, we are back on Cody and Gold, 96.5 The Fan, your home for KC Sports. It's the Fan Club, and we welcome in our special guest, Drew Nixon, Mac Morey, and Kramer.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man? This is the first one that you've had. This is the first Fan Club you've been here for,
correct?
Yeah,
this is the first time I've actually been on 96.5 The Fan.
Let's go.
It's kind of nice. Feels good.
Let's go. I love it.
I think I sound great now, right?
The AM
to FM switch.
Yeah, they can usually hear you on.
True. They can hear me on 106.5 The Wolf,
yep,
which is our sister station here.
Absolutely.
It's also broadcasting Chiefs games still, which that will end this year, but still. I'm over there in the mornings on Cody and Zeke in the morning. I'm the producer over there.
All of our amazing social media stuff, all the videos, all the funny stuff that you see, that is thanks to Kramer.
Yep, that's so, this guy.
That is it, man. So, you know, that's actually a perfect segue, Drew. I mean, what am I thankful for? I'm thankful for Kramer, man.
Yo, of course.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm blushing.
Stop it.
You guys make my job a lot easier.
913-586-7965, though. I mean, seriously, it is that kind of time of year. Also, I love this. This is my first fan club as well. This club music, you said this is the whole time, right, Drew?
Yes, sir.
I love it. This gets me going. This is good energy. Yeah, what are you guys thankful for? I mean, Kramer, let's start with you. And also, 913-586-7965. Please, let us know.
You know, I'm thankful for where I'm at today in life. I'm thankful,
man,
for my mother, my brother.
Absolutely, dude.
My lovely fiance. I mean, like, literally, my entire family. It was rough last year, but you know what's good this year?
It's good.
Man. I'm glad.
How old is your brother?
Brother is, he just turned 31.
So he's a little older than you.
Yeah, a few
years older than you.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
I've got two older brothers as well.
So
I have a little sister.
I'm trying to get you on camera, Kramer, but the camera's not working, unfortunately. If you restart it, yeah, you just hold the back of it.
Hold the back.
There's a button there. We'll see if we can get you on camera. What are we drinking, by the way? I brought it from my place. Good old Mike's Hard.
Love it.
This is the first time I've had a Mike's Hard on the fan club. Traditionally, it's whatever Cody brings for me, which he's gracious enough to do so. But I've got that. You forgot your Twisted Tea this morning, Mac.
I forgot my tweez. We had a texter earlier say, wow, Twisted Tea is based, Mac. I'm like, it is based. Twisted Teas are great. I have both the light and the original, but right now I'm drinking an Oktoberfest that I got out of Specs mini fridge.
You've been drinking all day, Kramer.
I've actually switched to water about 12 o'clock. This morning we did crack open some whiskey to drink on the show, because why not?
Indulge.
Let's go. And whenever I saw you guys at, 9:50, 9:30, I felt pretty good.
Feeling great, dude. It was awesome.
I was. I'm feeling great now, but I'm glad I switched to water.
Yeah. Probably yeah, what's best.
Yes.
For you and for this segment.
Do you get some food as well in you?
There was some Torchy's Tacos queso that was brought in over today. That thing's liquid gold. Man,
so
I love
good.
That stuff.
So good. Chorizo breakfast from Torchy's, baby.
So all I've had is whiskey and queso today. So that's how you doing.
That's amazing.
How
Let's
you doing?
Let's go.
That's a good old dusty line right there.
Yep, that's why I said it.
What about you? How you doing? What about you, Drew?
What I'm thankful for?
Yeah.
I'm thankful for you guys being a part of the show.
That's nice.
Thankful for the station, 96.5 The Fan, Spec, being able to, you know, let us do this.
Kiss ass.
You said the exact same thing, excuse me, earlier in the show.
I did, and I was about to say it again.
You kind of have to say it, though, right?
No, yeah, it's true. No, honestly, Spectre's best boss I've ever had.
This is the best place that I've ever worked at, so, I mean, obviously, I don't... And that's no BSing, that's no...
Yes.
Not glazing, dead serious.
And fun fact, Steven Spector hired me back in 2019.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Shout out to Spec.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Spec.
Shout out to Spec.
The goat.
Hired all the young kings here. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
I love it, dude. No, Spector's great. Spector's fantastic. I
mean, Hashtag young kings. Love it.
Yes, sir.
He was able to bring us all in, me most recently in July. Man, and I've just had such a great time with you guys. It has been so good, and I feel like you guys, you know, it's hard. You know, moving. I'm from Kansas City, but I hadn't lived here since I was 15, 16, been about 10 years. And it'd been my goal to come back here and come back to my home.
Well, and also the text line as well. We're thankful for the text line.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, shout out Micah out there.
That's easy. Absolutely. Micah, who's always on, texting for the 913. Fantastic.
That dude, he can pick you up and put you down. He's a good wrestler.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
You used to wrestle?
No, I broadcast wrestling. WWE style.
Love it.
You broadcasted?
Oh, yes, sir. Fountain City Pro. Give him a shout out there.
That's sick.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, I love it, man.
Someone from the 913. I'm thankful for my wife, two daughters, my son, two huskies, 94-year-old grandma.
Wow.
That's amazing.
She's doing better health-wise than she was previously, and he's a granny's boy. Like, fully back as well. I'm in that category.
Did Binkley just text that? The most recent text? Is he listening, Bink?
Love you, buddy. We've had that text a couple of times from the 913. Thankful for being divorced. Just wait, fellas. You'll see. Yeah, I don't
happy
think so.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's all I can say to that.
Yeah, I don't think so. From the 620, gee whiz, get a room, guys. LOL, I'm just kidding.
Somebody said that we should count how many times we've said let's go. You and I both say that a lot, Matt.
That's like, true.
There's things that Cody and Gold, I'm sure that Dusty and Bob also say.
Yes.
Like, you guys say that all the time.
You guys just keep saying that. Yeah, it's true. We both do say let's go. Yeah, I don't know. I'm thankful for being here, though, guys. Like I've said, it's been so good to get to know you guys and be a part of this and be back home in Kansas City with these listeners, with these texters, with Chiefs fans, not feeling weird for wearing red every day, coming into work. You're talking to two non-Chiefs fans at the station, but still, you guys know what I mean. It's just been great getting to, you guys are, it's like a family here. It's just everyone's so nice and welcoming, and it's been awesome getting to talk sports and getting to talk about a three-peat on the way every day. And I'm very thankful to my fiance, who's on the way here right now.
Ooh.
And very excited to see her. It's been about a month since I've seen her, Kramer. Very excited.
Oh, boy.
Very excited.
It's going to be a good weekend at his place.
It's going to be very, very fun to see her and my brothers and my little sisters in town with her fiance. Obviously, all staying at my mom's house. Man, it's going to be such a fun week, and I'm thankful that I get to do that. And thankful that my fiance is, you know, moving here in February. Moving for me. So let's go, man.
That's awesome, dude.
Someone, I want to give a shout out to this person from the 816. I'm thankful to be a 15 month sober today from alcohol.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Amazing.
Also thankful for their beautiful daughters as well, he says.
So. Amazing, 816.
Amazing.
That's awesome. Good for you.
And someone said, I'm thankful for my lover boy, Joe Burrow.
Did someone actually say that?
Somebody said that.
Okay.
From the 620.
Oh, I do see that.
I am very thankful for Joe Burrow because... Sorry, Kramer, but unlike the Raiders, the Bengals and Chiefs don't have to have quarterback problems for the future.
Just unwarranted
hold
shot.
Hold up. What's the record of the Bengals?
Hey, you know what?
And they don't have a quarterback problem?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yikes.
They have a defensive problem at every level.
It seems like the Chiefs have a defensive problem right now, but yet Mahomes is still winning.
No, you know what? That's the thing, Mac. We've been talking all day about how all the text line, the Chiefs defense is falling off and all that. It could be a lot worse.
Could be much worse.
Absolutely. You could be the Ravens.
Yes.
You could be the Bengals.
Yes. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. From the 816, thankful for my amazing wife and two beautiful girls. The two-year-old loves watching the Chiefs and KU basketball. Best time of the year. That's awesome. That's super fun. 816, Mac, I know you're a Tennessee fan. Are you a Titans fan? Hell no. Hell no, brother. Come on, man. Born and raised here in Kansas City.
That's my dad.
That's your dad?
My dad is a Titans fan because he...
Oh, yeah, your dad's a Titans fan. I thought you said the texter was your dad. He's not texting for the 816.
No. So he is a Houston Astros fan, Houston Oilers fan at the time. They moved to Tennessee. He takes on the Titans as his favorite team. So,
yeah. Yep. No, I know a lot of Titans fans. Never once even thought about that. Chiefs fan till I die. Absolutely. That's why I'm here.
I know you're a Michigan guy, Kramer.
Oh, yeah. Game this week, Ohio State.
Big game this week.
Big game.
It's unfortunate the way that the season has gone, obviously, but do you think, I know it's a rivalry game and you can go nuts in rivalry games. Do you think they actually have a shot?
No. I'm sorry to say it. No. They
love it. Thank you. That's so nice.
I'm so real when it comes to sports. It's the truth. I'll probably watch the first half of this game, and once it's going to be like maybe 28 to maybe 7, if Michigan gets 7, if they can muster out 7, I don't. I mean, I love Orgy, but can't trust him at all.
He loves
should,
what?
Should I cut that?
Yeah, absolutely.
As you should. no, I'm gonna watch maybe a handful minutes of this. I'm just gonna flip it on over. I've checked out of this season with Michigan like so quick.
But
maybe
you got
like
Bryce
weeks.
Underwood coming, baby.
Yeah, that's
Bryce Underwood.
Is he gonna be playing on Saturday? No. So why do I care?
Yeah.
Why?
He should at this rate.
Hey, I'm just glad we flipped him. Thank you, Tom Brady. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, any time that you can have it, talk to Tom Brady, and like
Tom Brady has a hand in all my sports teams, I feel like. But if he can just do something with the Cardinals, that'd
be great.
That's
true. Wow.
He's gonna make sure the Raiders get a quarterback this upcoming draft.
Okay, so you're a Michigan fan, you're a Raiders fan, you're a Cardinals fan. And what's
if it's basketball, I'll watch the Bulls. I'm a D Rose guy through and through.
Ooh, okay.
And hockey?
Blues. Let's go.
Yes, that's what I forgot. That's what I knew I was forgetting one. Yes. Big Blues fan.
Big Blues.
Big Blues guy. Big baseball guy, though.
That baseball is my everything.
That's your thing, man. Yeah, that's your thing.
What do you think of Blake Snow going to the Dodgers?
Yeah, tell us.
How much money did that get deferred, if we know?
So I think, I don't know if they gave the amount that's deferred, but I know he's getting $5 million this year.
Which is nuts, the fact that he's going to get
five years, $182 million, I think is the deal.
So the next 10 years, the Dodgers are going to be the juggernaut of MLB. So when the Royals do get there with them, if it's not this upcoming year, but the next, I hope they can dethrone the Dodgers after they're probably going to repeat multiple times.
The good thing is that everybody's going to be rooting for the Royals.
True. That's
and
true.
That,
true.
And I guess like even Guardians fans will be rooting for the Royals, I would assume, because
that'll be a little iffy.
I don't know, man. I think that the Dodgers are, to me, it's recency bias, but I hate the Dodgers more than I hate the Yankees.
See, but the thing is, I love Shohei Ohtani. I love that.
I love Ohtani. Really? So you hate the Dodgers more than the Yankees? Is that what you said?
He's the Padres guy.
That's fair. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So I love the Dodgers.
Which that has to suck to you going from...
But not the Dodgers.
the San Diego Padres with Blake Snell to the Dodgers. That has
to...
Yeah,
that sucks.
So
And he's a Bengals fan? Yikes. Yeah.
That might be the worst one.
Yeah. That's rough.
The
Lombardi trophies in this room.
It's true. There is. There's quite a bit over here, actually.
Jeez.
We haven't seen one since the 70s, but I mean.
still.
I do love Shohei Ohtani. I like Mookie Betts as well. Freddie Freeman was unconscious in that World Series. But yeah,
it was insane.
Them getting Blake Snell just makes you want to boo. Like, as soon as you see Jeff Passan tweet, Blake Snell is going to the Los... You know, I don't even need to see the rest of it. He's not going to the Angels. We know that.
The Angels are getting, like, what, these B-minus players or C-minus players? Like, it ain't going to be the Angels.
Well, and Drew and I were talking... The Dodgers aren't done, Kramer.
No.
They can still keep going.
You know who's also not done this free agency? The Royals.
Let's go, baby.
That's right. Definitely not done.
Loving it, man. How do you like their moves so far? I've got to hear your thoughts.
I love the Jonathan India trade. Okay. You have a true leadoff guy. Joey Weimer's the biggest question mark with this trade. He had, was it 2020 or 2019? He was in Milwaukee. Had a good start come up there. Granted, batting average wasn't the best, but a lot of players in that farm system came up and outplayed him, which it made sense why he got the trade over. You give him everyday at bats, you will fall in love with Joey Weimer. He's a 20 plus home run guy. He'll probably drive in 60 plus RBIs. He'll still bat that 220. He's not going to come with you with that big average, but I want to see everyday at bats here with him. I think I will trust him more than, dare say it, Kyle Isbell in center field.
Okay. I like it. I trust you.
Like I've watched enough National League Central baseball between the Brewers or the Reds because of how many times I've watched the Cardinals play.
Yeah.
But man, the best part about that was getting Jonathan India, and it was time to see Brady go. It was. I honestly wish there was a package for Brady Singer to go to LA to get Mike Trout, but that didn't happen.
Do have some news, by the way. Andy Reid just spoke in his press conference, and guess who's playing on Sunday?
Who? Schrader.
No. That was
darn it.
Isaiah Pacheco and Charles Omenihu.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Let's go.
Charles Omenihu and Isaiah Pacheco
What do you mean why?
Why would they need to suit up against the Raiders?
As long as they don't have any setbacks. Andy said as long as they don't have any setbacks. So you would hope in the next 2 days,
Woo!
We're going to see Charles Omenihu and we're going to see Isaiah Pacheco on the field. I'm a little bit surprised at Pacheco. Omenihu, I'm not, because they need him to start, you know, getting at least some rotation in there. I get why Pacheco's in there, but yeah.
You're against it because you don't think that they need it to beat
correct.
Your trash Raiders team, and
exactly.
you would rather value their health and their rest.
Exactly.
Dang, relax,
I'm being serious. Why? I mean, there's what, four guys already in the Chiefs running back room with minus Pacheco?
Yeah, but I mean, Kareem Hunt is losing steam as far as the capabilities of, hey, we're going to give you 17 to 25 carries a game. That's ending. Samaje Perine's having to play more, which Samaje in the passing game and in pass pro is awesome. And then Carson Steele, I mean, has been strictly a short yardage guy and has played sparingly. So I wouldn't say it's a strong three, but yes, there are three names back there. I think Pacheco is going to be greatly needed, though, when it matters. But I agree. I mean, you're right. He doesn't need to play.
It's a short week. It's a Friday game. Probably nobody really wants to play on Friday. If you'd be
not a short week for him.
True. I mean,
it's a long week.
He's had a very long week, if you know what I mean. But it does make sense with the Minshew. Get him into this, getting physical contact. You just need it.
And even he needs pass reps. Yeah.
Even if you do play Pacheco, I think he should have one drive in the first half and one drive in the second half.
I agree.
Treat this like a training camp game.
I'm cool with
and
that.
And let's keep it that way.
Yes. I don't expect Pacheco, obviously, as Drew just said, if no setbacks, he's playing this Sunday with a Minshew. If you're just now hearing the news here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Pacheco, I imagine no more than 12 carries. That even seems like a lot, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
12 carries seems like a lot.
I do think, though, I know Samaje Perine's played pretty well the last couple weeks, which makes me almost think it would be harder, but I think it was down to Perine and Clyde. I know, Mac, you and I talked about this on After Hours.
We did.
Because Steele had been effective enough, but now I think it's kind of switched now where I think Carson Steele's the guy that's the odd man out.
He's
because
out.
As good as he might end up being, I think you take the risk, and if somebody signs him, then somebody signs him. But if you can get him on the practice squad, just bring him back.
Somebody's grabbing him on the practice squad.
I agree too. I think you're losing him if you.
You're right.
If you cut him.
And especially this late in the season, you're also going to try to figure out what knowledge he has if he's going to squander it out to somebody.
That's so true.
Which is why I still think Perine, because Kareem Hunt can do what Perine does.
Yeah.
So
they're the exact same player.
That's why I think Perine to me should be the that's who I would get rid of. That's who I would cut.
I think.
But that's just me.
Perine has more burst and more juice at this point than Kareem Hunt does. I mean, truthfully, he just does. He can get up to full speed faster than Kareem Hunt can.
So
I don't know
Carson
how much you value that.
But let's just be honest. There's going to be some like, he's hurt something. All right, put him on the IR.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
like
right.
It's like they're not going to release anybody.
Gonna,
they won't put anybody in the practice squad. Like, look what do we even see what happened to Sky Moore?
It's true.
It was the ab.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It was the ab thing.
But did we actually see that happen?
Oh no! As far as on the field, no, none of us saw it. He did have surgery, or was something technically wrong? But yeah, maybe they can find.
Do we know that he had surgery?
He took a picture. He posted a picture, I believe, in a hospital bed.
Okay.
So I believe that happened. Okay. I believe that happened.
I'm not saying I don't, but again, with all this crap about, Andy's just taking everything off.
He's mad at this theory, Kramer.
I don't like the idea. I don't think Andy's that disrespectful to the rest of the league and to the opposing coaches to intentionally hold players out.
It's not like he's the 49ers or anything.
I do think, though, Kramer, for that 3-game and 10-day stretch, if they want to actually rest a guy, if they want to rest guys, sit everybody against the Steelers on Christmas.
So you want to chalk that one up for a loss?
100%.
Even if they start people, I think they lose that game anyways.
If they have the one seed locked up, why not? It's the biggest middle finger to the NFL is, hey, guys, we still have the one seed and we rested everybody.
They're not going to do that.
I know, because Andy Reid's too respectful.
Exactly.
That's why I don't think he would intentionally.
Because you play to win the game.
Yes.
Hello.
You play to win the game.
So we're all in agreement then, I guess, that it's Perine, Pacheco, and Hunt.
Yeah,
and you keep Clyde, I guess.
I think they get rid of. I don't think they should, but I think they'll cut Carson.
Gotcha. From the 6-2-0, I know this makes me a jerk, but Clyde seemingly is never going to play again. Why not cut him? I don't know. I don't think they think that's the case, clearly. Clearly, they don't think that's the case.
I'm more on the Clyde. I think he has to. I mean, because at least we know Carson Steele's out there getting reps.
Why you would cut Clyde, because he hasn't. It makes sense why you would do that.
He has not played.
But like
Clyde.
Everybody loves him on the team.
Loves
him
on the team.
He's like the rapport guy. I wonder if they just keep him around for that reason alone.
And it's tough with what he's going through from a mental standpoint. To say, hey, see ya.
And I don't think he's actually unsignable once he's off the Chiefs. I don't think some team's not going to go out there and offer a contract to him just to pick his brain like I just alluded to with Carson Steele. Like, it's not going to happen.
No,
I think that's fair. Real quick before we go to break again, we got Kramer in for the fan club. Drew Nixon, Mac Maury, hosting Cody and Gold today. College football. I was talking about your Michigan fandom. Ross Dellinger has a thread on Twitter, and I think this is really interesting. The Big 12 fans might want to cover their ears here. But there's obviously some stress points with how the committee's going to do things. Who gets the bye? What four teams get home field? Who gets the final at-large berths? Are you a chaos person, Kramer?
Now
the Michigan's out, you want chaos?
Oh, complete chaos. If there's not chaos, then why bother watching?
In the rule book, in the rules for the playoff, not really rule book, but the rules for the playoff, it's the five highest conference champions. It's not a designated, all the Power Four conferences have to be in the playoff. Right now, Right now.
Drew's smiling so much when he says this.
Right now. The 12 playoff, or the 12 teams that are in the college football playoff currently. Arizona State, Mac, I believe you said is 16, correct? If I remember right. I think Arizona State is 16.
Yes.
Boise State is 11. Tulane is 17. Conceivably, let's say that some chaos happens in the Big 12 and it's a 9-3 team and somebody else that gets into the college football, or they get into the Big 12 title game. If Tulane wins out, there's a shot that the Big 12, after they're done with the Big 12 title game, could be ranked behind two Group of Five conference champions in different conferences. As a result, what would happen is, to look at the college football playoff bracket right now as it stands, you would have, or let's say it's Oregon, Texas, Miami, and let's say Boise State stays there as the 4 seed. Arizona State currently is the 12 seed because they are one spot higher than Tulane. But if the Big 12 champion is ranked lower than a different Group of Five champion other than Boise State, then the Big 12 has zero teams in the college football playoff.
Oh, boy.
They have no teams that make it.
It's crazy.
And the Group of Five would have two conference champions.
It's nuts.
And so it all comes down to this weekend.
It
comes all down to this weekend.
I believe it comes down to the title game, depending on who it is. Because there's still like six teams that have a shot to beat. Baylor has a shot to technically make the Big 12 title game. Kansas State has a shot to make the Big 12 title game. I don't think those happen, but you could, if it's 10-3 Arizona State and they win the Big 12 against 11-2 Tulane. I'm just saying. Tulane's losses are to Oklahoma, who just beat Alabama.
True. That's a good loss.
Yeah, it helps them.
It's a very good loss.
And to Kansas State, and Tulane had a chance to win that game at the end.
They should have won that game.
There was a sketchy call.
Ref City. Two sketchy calls.
But there's a shot that we have two Group of Five champions that make it in a Big 12 champion that is out, and that would cause mayhem.
Let's go Tulane. Sorry.
Right?
Let's go Tulane.
Kramer's a Tulane.
That's the fun scenario.
Yeah, that would be
conference
fun
title game winners do not get an automatic spot just for winning the conference. Exactly. It is the highest ranked conference champions. That's where the rankings still matter very much.
Whoever votes and does all this rankings, I don't trust. I just don't. We'll see what happens whenever they release their, what, are they going to have a selection show over this one this time?
They'll milk it.
So they have to.
They'll milk it.
So after this weekend, they have one more regular season one on Tuesday. Then they have the conference championship games on Saturday. Selection is on Sunday. I'm just giving you the possibility. Someone said, so Oklahoma's a good loss.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about that shortly.
I'm not saying it's a good loss, but I'm saying this right now. If Alabama's still in consideration for the college football playoff, which right now they're one spot out, I think the Oklahoma loss actually ain't so bad.
From the 816, but Mizzou beating Oklahoma isn't a good win with Drew Pine?
I think it would be a good win. It's just not the win that Missouri needed in order to make the college football playoff because they have three losses and the rest of the schedule is later. That's the reason why.
Agreed. From the 913, while you were reading that whole synopsis and scenario where the Big 12 could completely miss out, 913 texted in, Drew, you effing hater. LOL.
You must be a Big 12 person. And look, hey, you know what? I encourage you to listen to the 249 Miles of College Football podcast, because right after the show, I'm recording the episode. It's going to come out later tonight. We're going to tweet out the link. You can catch it on the Odyssey app, anywhere you get your podcast.
Do it. Nice.
Subscribe so you don't miss an episode as well. I just think there's some chaos there where if you're just a general college football fan, you're like, man, this is kind of nuts. Like, college football is delivered on a whole other level this year where it's more of a national sport, I think. For the people who are like we've had Julio produce and Grant produce.
Julio Sanchez.
Grant is a K-State fan. Julio's more of a casual college football fan, but he's more interested because there's more national conversation around the sport. There's more teams potentially involved and all that other stuff. So it helps out the casual fan. Or if you're like Kramer or myself and you're a fan of a team that is completely out and not in it.
Tell you what,
I want some chaos.
Once I stopped watching Michigan football, I've won a lot of money gambling.
I won $100 over the weekend, actually, on college football.
Hey, there's a two-sided thing right there as a sports fan. Exactly. You're like, hey, my team's losing, but I'm making more money.
I won $100 over the weekend on college football. So
nice. Let's go, guys.
I was very, very excited.
Keep it up. Hey, hit me up. What are we doing? I'll tail. Let's go.
Mac is very happy because the Vols are back in.
I was about to say, you guys
Ole Miss
said your guys' schools
out.
Are out. My school's firmly in, it seems. Would you say, Drew, firmly in? Tennessee is the 9 seed right now.
As long as they win the last week, as long as they win on Saturday,
they beat Vandy, they're in.
To Lane Kiffin's point about what he said, there are there are teams that are almost blessed to not be in the conference title game. I think I know you're laughing at, Kramer.
Yep.
I'm going to get to that in a second. they're almost blessed. They're almost blessed to not be in the SEC title game. So I think if they win this weekend, then they're in.
They really love you, Drew.
Yo, Drew, your podcast should be named Three Teams I Hate. you haven't listened to the podcast, bro.
No, he doesn't. No, he does not hate.
I have
seriously,
been,
guys. He doesn't.
I have been.
It's funny though.
I am the most honest person when it comes to my college football
he
takes
is.
Because I love the damn sport so much. Drew Pine, you can be honest if you're a Mizzou fan. You weren't winning jack squat with Drew Pine. It wasn't happening.
Damn straight.
I'm glad that Brady Cook is back. He is a Mizzou hero and a legend for the way that he played in that game against Auburn. Luther Burden, unfortunately, didn't utilize him good enough. Unfortunately, he won't make the playoff, but 10 wins would be still a really good season. I know it doesn't sound good and it's a sour taste, but it's a good season. K-State, that's maybe the most disappointing one, but you got Avery Johnson and he's going to continue to get better. Also, KU, they should be ranked because they should be ranked, Kramer. Resume-wise, if we're talking resume.
Yeah, the last 3 weeks.
They beat Iowa. I know, but they beat Iowa State, who's still ranked. They beat BYU, who's still ranked. They beat Colorado,
ranked. BYU is the most fraudulent team that was ranked. Can we at least agree on that?
I'm right there
with
you.
They're the most fraudulent team in the country?
Yes.
That, yeah, I think that's what it's
right there. Yeah. Yes. Someone said we all hate Drew. All right. Thank you for listening to the show, man. We really thank you for this. You're making our job a lot easier by you texting in.
No, we're all thankful for Drew.
913-587-965. Make sure you listen to the podcast as well. And when it tweets out at the station account, you can comment as well how much you don't like it. When we come back, we're going to get to our game predictions as well as we're going to draft Thanksgiving sides. I'm interested to see how all the stuff's going to go with the three of us. Again, it's Cody and Gold. 96.5 The Fan. Back with more after this. All right, we're back on Cody and Gold, wrapping things up here on this Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. Remember, guys, this football season, the best place to watch the game is at Johnny's Tavern. Now through December 15th, at any Johnny's Tavern, scan the QR code to enter for a chance to win a tailgate prize pack and the grand prize of a hosted watch party with a $300 bar tab for you and your friends. Each location will have a winner, so don't miss out. Grab your friends, grab a Yingling, and get in on the action only at Johnny's Tavern. In partnership with 96.5 The Fan, your home for football, fun, and Yingling. Must be 21 to enter. All right, guys. So, obviously, with it being Thanksgiving tomorrow, we're going to draft sides. Mac, you put this in. So, I don't know. Is this, do you want to do sides only? You want to do pies? Or do you just want to do Thanksgiving stuff, period, point blank?
I mean, I think we can start with the sides. And I think we should all rank our top three Thanksgiving sides.
Top three.
And then I think we should get into pies. And then I think we should probably
talk.
And then we should probably talk some turkey or ham. And we should probably get into the entrees and what you think about turkey and. And because I know people are very opinionated, I think including Drew on turkey. So I think we should start with the sides, though. So give me your top three sides, Kramer, Sansone, our guest here on Fan Club.
I got to get the mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes,
number one.
Yeah, a big scoop of that,
absolutely.
And like then be done with it. That's amazing. That's my number one.
Okay, great.
Do I need to go two and three right now?
No. Well, I think that's a good way. Yeah, my number one's also mashed potatoes. Specifically, luckily my fiance on the way here will be here in 3 or 4 hours. She's making mashed potatoes. Her mashed potatoes are the best mashed potatoes. Seriously, the best. She makes them with like sour cream and like the best butter, and it's incredible.
That's the best way to do it.
It's incredible. So yeah, that would be my number one as well.
I would say mashed potatoes as well. I'm gonna go a little bit different though. I'm gonna go. Have you guys had like a corn casserole, corn pudding before?
I stay away from corn.
Not a corn guy.
I had a bad experience gutting a catfish, and I'm good on corn.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Pulled the stomach out, popped like a pimple, and the corn that went away everywhere. And I'm like, I'm good on corn. Yeah, sorry if I ruined anybody's day right now during this lunch hour.
Yeah, I jeez, the way.
I love it.
But yeah, I'm going to go. So it's like cornbread that's stuffed with corn itself, and like it's like cream, like cream style corn. It's very, very,
sounds
very
good. Good. That sounds good.
That's my number one side.
Okay. I would try that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm giving that a shot for sure. That's smash. Yeah. That sounds smash. Kramer?
Then my second one would be the cheesy green bean casserole. Because it is, load that bad boy up with cheese and it is just fantastic. My mother makes it great, puts the breadcrumbs all on top of that. Oh, man.
Okay, so this is not like the dry.
No,
like,
no.
Like,
this, like, you, we season the stuff. We season the green beans.
Dry white guy, green bean casserole.
We season the cheese. Well, yeah, no, we do everything to it. It's great.
Green bean casserole. Dry green bean casserole has cream and mushroom soup in it.
No,
really,
it's not dry. It's just like
bland.
Briscoe, yes.
Bland.
Briscoe yesterday.
It's white. Just say it.
Briscoe yesterday said green bean casserole was his favorite. He said it was top tier. And Cody goes, "How white are you?"
Well, hey, I don't know. I guess pretty white because that's my number two. Green bean casserole. Green bean and there's casserole? No cheese. Plain old green bean casserole, baby. Give it to me.
I do enjoy green bean casserole, but I'm going to say mashed potatoes are the two because I do not say mashed potatoes.
Okay. Number three.
Number three. I would say the stuffing. You got to, I mean, mixing that stuff in the mashed potatoes, mixing it with the turkey. Like, yes. I like mixing it all in. And also, if I have I mean, clearly the Hawaiian rolls, I should have put that at three. Make a little sandwich of all that. It's so good.
Gas. No, sandwiches for sure, especially leftovers.
Got to go stuffing at number three.
Yep. Okay. Same. Stuffing. Easy. Almost was number two. Could argue that it should be.
I'm going to go green bean casserole, whatever you want to call it. I guess green. If there's
greens are good.
If there's greens, 100% way better than green bean casserole. Sorry. End of story. If there's not greens, but there's green bean casserole, I'm taking green bean casserole. I know mac and cheese hasn't been on any of those either of us.
We just had from the 816, dark meat from the turkey and mac and cheese should be in there. And then another text from the 816, cream corn is the worst thing human beings can ever consume. So there you go, Drew.
Cream style corn, yeah.
It's like mush almost.
Well, yeah, but when you bake it with the cornbread mix, like it's bomb.
Telling you, I had one bad experience gutting a fish. I just can't do corn anymore, man.
So you can do like corn on the cob.
I mean, I rarely eat that. I'll eat it, but I'm not going to go seek it out.
You're not seeking it out.
No, not never.
Got you.
Damn.
So somebody said deviled eggs. Someone said that's the way to be original, Mac.
From the 620. Thank you. Mm.
Brussels sprouts and bacon is elite. But we don't have that on Thanksgiving. I wish we did.
My mom has never given us Brussels sprouts because she had a bad experience growing up where she didn't like Brussels sprouts as a kid, but her mom would make her, like, I'm old enough where, like, you sit at the table and, like, you have to eat your food, otherwise you can't leave the table.
Yeah.
My mom had Brussels sprouts. She's like, I don't like these. And my grandma made her sit there. My mom was like, I was there for hours because I would not eat them. She's like, so I'm not giving you Brussels sprouts at all. So I don't know what Brussels sprouts really like that.
It's good.
Wow.
I promise you it's good.
Dude, so good, man. No, Brussels sprouts are great. Oh, some bacon grease and Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. Get that going, baby. Nice and crispy.
Someone said they were too conservative. Where are the candied yams? Yams are also bomb.
Yams are good.
Yams would be fourth on my list.
No.
Behind greens.
No. This is something I'm not touching.
Yams?
I'm not going near the yams.
You're missing out.
Yams are good. They're not in my top four, maybe not in my top five, though. There are a lot of good sides, man. We haven't mentioned, I mean, he mentioned Hawaiian rolls. That's up there. Rolls in general.
Hold on.
Rolls in general.
As like a side or as like a...
I feel like that's a side.
That could be a main course if you wanted to. Rolls are amazing.
Well, because like he mentioned, rolls are vital. You can just have rolls and butter by itself. You can get the rolls involved in your main course with a Sammy, turkey, stuffing. I mean, rolls are vital. I think that's before candied yams for me. Broccoli and cheese rice from the 816.
All right.
I love that.
Somebody dropped a whole link to a Bob Evans gluten-free original mashed potatoes.
I was like,
family size
this?
Tray. Like, yo.
That's
crazy.
You can buy it at Walmart, apparently. That's what the link is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I do see it now.
The largest
I'm getting
link.
My stuff at Hy-Vee. That's just me, though.
Absolutely.
Heard that.
That's the place to go.
Favorite pie, then, if you want to just run through these. Mac, what's your favorite pie? And then we'll do...
Apple pie. Apple pie is my pie. My mother will be making the apple pie.
Yes, it is.
Very excited for it.
Peach cobbler pie.
Interesting.
Ooh,
okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not a common. Stuff. That's not of the big three. No. I feel like the big three is pumpkin, apple, and pecan.
So I mean, I'm not normally a pie person, period.
Okay.
I don't like pie, but apple pie is good. Like, I'll have apple pie.
Like, I'll go to pumpkin before apple, though.
I don't like pumpkin pie. I don't like
really
cherry pie.
Oh. Cherry pie is great.
I don't think I've had what.
I love pie.
I haven't had peach cobbler pie before.
I think all these pies I like. I like pecan pie, kind of. I don't like chocolate pecan pie, though. You guys fans of pecan pie? Pecan pie? Pecans? Pecans? I don't know.
I always call it pecans.
I think so.
My grandpa loved pecan pie.
Pecan pie?
Don't do that.
Pecan.
Stop. No.
What do you mean?
He's instigating.
What do you mean? I always say pecan pie.
That's funny.
Carrot cake from the 913. Wow. That's a curveball.
Carrot cake is bomb.
Yeah, carrot cake's fire.
Oh, also another side slept on. Sweet baby carrots.
Oh. Mmm. Like those sweet ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh,
they
say
sweet.
Yeah. It's in the name. So.
Okay. Pecan. Gotcha. Gotcha. 816 casino buffet for Thanksgiving. It's got it all. Hashtag brioche. Hashtag brioche.
Somebody
I love it, man.
That lasagna is a top tier Thanksgiving entree.
Okay.
I love lasagna, but I've never had it on Thanksgiving before.
Yeah, do you guys want to get in the entrees? I mean, where are you guys at on Thanksgiving entrees? Are you guys, on your guys' table, is it purely turkey, or do we have a ham, Kramer?
I believe this upcoming, one of the stops is they will have a ham and turkey. So,
butter.
I'm taking a ham, and I'm taking some turkey.
Beautiful.
I'm taking both. I'll side with ham more than turkey, but you can't go wrong with both.
So, that's where I'm at with this whole thing, Mac. I know... It sounded like I was totally bashing turkey.
It did sound like that earlier.
I'm not.
Okay.
I like turkey, but if I have a preference, I'll take ham over turkey. But I'm going to get some turkey as well if turkey's there. I'm not going to get
And everybody as argues much, I guess. About turkey saying, it's too dry. Well, it's cooked wrong if it's too dry.
That also is true.
You don't need to overdo the bird to make it feel like rubber.
I agree. I love turkey. I've not had it with the cranberry sauce.
Me either. I'm out on cranberry sauce.
I am too. Bob and Dusty have implored me to give it a shot. So
okay.
I'm going to. It's on the table every Thanksgiving anyways. I'm usually one of the few that doesn't touch it. Today or this tomorrow I will indulge, so we will see how it goes.
Good luck, sir.
We will see how it goes. And I will have some turkey from Smokehouse Barbecue that I'll be picking up at Bob Fesco's house after this. I'm so excited. Smokehouse turkey,
nice.
Baby. Let's go.
Have you ever heard of spaghetti corn? Somebody from the 816 said, I know how it sounds, but hear me out.
It sounds really bad.
I know what corn looks like.
Spaghetti corn.
Okay, so hear me out. But does it continue? Where's the rest of the... do they sell us?
I don't see another text
message. Well, I'm hearing you out, 816.
Here we go. It's like a super creamy casserole with creamed corn. Spaghetti, though? I could hear a lasagna corn. That just sounds... weird.
I'll try anything once. I'll give it a shot as far as food's concerned. But, yeah. Having a hard time picturing it.
Always.
Having a hard time.
I don't know if I... Do you guys want to read this text message from the 913?
Which one? The moist comment?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Always make sure your meat is moist. I have to guarantee that. Yeah. You make me to make sure.
It's true, man. That's true. You do not want dry meat.
Causes a lot of friction when you're cutting it with the knife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not good.
Yeah, friction's bad too with your meat.
That was the comment that you made, Mac, earlier.
The sound effect?
The dusty sound effect.
Was that it just now?
That was my attempt, I guess.
Oh, that was it? I love it.
You're slurping that on up?
That's the sound it makes out of the can.
This is spaghetti corn. Yeah.
Oh, we got a link to spaghetti corn now.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh. Did they give us that?
Another link? Okay. I love it. From the 913, this is a great question. I meant to bring this up. Dressing or stuffing? I have a definite answer to this. I'm curious to hear y'all's. Dressing or stuffing?
Like, what do you mean? Like, putting it on the mashed potatoes or like what?
What's it called?
What do you mean, what's it called? Do I mix it?
No, dressing or stuffing. People call it dressing and people call it stuffing. Which is it?
Stuffing's like the... I call it dressing normally, but it isn't... Like, stuffing is not mixed with anything.
It's like, I mean...
So stuffing's just like whatever's in the box.
Stuffing and dressing are the same. Now, the difference
is... Okay, I'm so confused right now.
Yeah, so am I. I
really?
I
you guys
clarify.
Are? This is.
I've never heard this debate before.
Really?
Never.
Wow. I wonder if from the 913, I wonder if this is a Southern thing. Text line, tell me if I'm wrong. Stuffing. Dressing's too moist. Stuffing. Dressing is 100%. Okay. Stuffing is inside the turkey. Dressing is not. That's the difference.
But isn't the dressing like the stuff you put on your mashed potatoes? Like the
gravy.
Okay.
Gravy. Gravy.
I remember I was drinking this morning. I was drinking. Still on the come down.
And as we are on the come on this fan club. I love it.
Drinking
I love
water
it.
Though.
Absolutely. I've got an Oktoberfest and Drew's got
The Mike's Hard.
Mike's Hard, baby. Mike's Hard.
Someone said they use cream of chicken in green bean casserole.
Ooh, okay.
It's a twist.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting. Like, yeah. That's a lot of mixtures of the meats. I mean,
that is. You've got chicken, you've got turkey, you got ham.
And if you have a ham there, that would be a lot of meat.
That's a lot of meat happening.
Might as well get some duck and call it a turducken.
Hey!
Turducken. Shout out to John Madden.
I'd love to try one.
R.I.P.
Someone said they were embarrassing ourselves.
How so?
Do you think I care?
Also that.
Thank you for listening, by the way, on 96.5 The Fan.
Thank you.
Drew Nixon, Mac Maury, Kramer, sitting in studio. Real quick.
We got C-Dot and Rob coming up next on The Drive.
We do.
For 4 hours.
Stay locked in. Let's get to some game predictions. Our game predictions are brought to you by Volkswagen Lease Summit. It's their winter clearance sale, so just for up to $8,000 off MSRP, 2024 Volkswagens at VWLeaseSummit.com. It's their winter clearance sale, so... Yeah, you get up to $8,000 off MSRP. All right, game predictions. Kramer, I'm going to start with you. Do you have the guts? Actually, you want the Raiders to lose.
Yeah, of course, but wouldn't it just be so special if Aiden O'Connell, AOC, just comes in to Arrowhead once more? This time, it not being Christmas Day, it's actually going to be the day after Thanksgiving, after we're giving thanks to everything. And on Black Friday, which, I mean, clearly, it's a Raiders every single week is Black Friday. AOC can come in there and start slinging it like he did last time. He's 1-0 against Patrick Mahomes. Do I think he goes 2-0? No, I don't. The Chiefs, they're going to win this one. This is a game I don't know if I should watch. I'm going to, clearly.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be like 28-13. We're going to see maybe a lot of field goals from Daniel Carlson. That's going to be it.
Okay.
Maybe a touchdown there. I just don't see any way possible that the Raiders should win. But it's also the Raiders, and they won on Christmas Day last year, so anything could happen, actually. I got Chiefs.
Yeah, I think 28-13. I mean, how does that sound, text line? I mean, 28-13 sounds decent to me. It's a two-possession defiant win.
I mean, it's clearly going to be handed over to the Chiefs the entire time.
Oh, okay. Man, this guy trolling. No, I think the offense has some... I mean, Brock Bowers in and of itself is...
Stud.
A stud, you know, and the Chiefs have struggled against tight ends. So to say that they get a touchdown, I don't think that's a crazy thing to say at all. Jacoby Myers, damn good wide receiver. Trey Tucker, is that right?
Yeah, he's our slot guy right now.
Yep, slot guy's looked okay.
From Cincinnati.
It's not the
Bearcats.
It's not the best in the world.
No, it is not.
The offensive line for the Raiders is absolutely atrocious.
Let's go, D-line.
That means that's going to be a good day for George. Finally get him back in the mix. Yes. Make Chris Jones his first sack in over 2 months.
Yes.
How many sacks does Max Crosby get?
Oh boy. Let's go with five.
Five sacks?
Oh, my. Stop.
The offensive line is terrible for the Chiefs. What do we mean? What are we talking about?
Okay.
Five sacks. The score is a whole lot closer than 28-13.
He's going to make Juwan Taylor false start maybe three times. He's going to get past Wanye.
He's calling false starts right here.
Hey, Juwan Taylor actually...
I know, he's regressed a lot with the false starts.
But he did really well against Max Crosby.
What did you say your score was, Mac?
What?
What did you say your score was?
Oh, I haven't... I mean... I think I said it 28. I think I said it when we did our video. 27-10, maybe?
I just edited that video. I don't remember.
You have no idea. Fair enough. Well, you can find it on our Twitter page, on our X page.
It'll be out on Friday.
Yep, Fan965. So you can go look at that on all our score predictions. I think 28-13-ish, maybe? 28-16?
So we're vibing.
28-10. Yeah, same ballpark.
Yeah.
I am going to say 27-17. Chiefs are going to win the
ballpark.
Game. Comfortable. I think I'm going to keep on saying it because Cody's not here. Xavier Worthy deep ball this week.
Please.
I'm just going to keep on pounding the table.
I doubt that happens. That defense for the Raiders has actually been really good this year.
I'm going to keep on pounding the table until it actually happens.
I shouldn't bet it then.
We had a blast, guys.
Hey, this is great.
Mac, it was fun.
So much fun, man.
Kramer.
Thank you for having me,
boys. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and go Chiefs, guys. Appreciate it. This was awesome.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving to the text line. Thank you so much for hanging with us for the last 4 hours. Cody and Gold. Well, maybe it'll just be Gold and I. Gold texted me this morning. Cody will be out, so you can give Cody a hard time maybe. He's not going to be here on Monday either. He needs to make sure he takes time to finish all his food, I guess.
Now he's got to rest up.
That's going to do it for us. C-Dot in the Drive coming up next. Again, for Mac, for Kramer, I'm Drew Nixon. Have a good one. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you later. Laying whiskey down, they say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say brandy, you're a fine girl.